Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, it's 4:25 with Scott Mills. There are some rumours about Flirt Divert coming back that you may have heard on Radio 1. You know, remember the number we give to you to avoid mingers on a night out? They ask for your number. You give them the Flirt Divert number. They think it's your number. Leave a message. We play them and laugh a lot. It's not been on for months now, but the rumours are true, and I will tell you more about the return of Flirt Divert before 5 o'clock tonight.
I would hope they are true. There's a great big blooming trail running at the moment, isn't there?
Saying Flirt Divert is back.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant. It's
right,
true.
Right, okay, right.
Yeah. Right, it seems that Innuendo Bingo, you know when DJ says something a bit off now, has moved to Radio 2. Squeaky clean Radio 2, of all places. And the brilliant Steve Wright, who was on earlier, legendary broadcaster, because, and also you can tell he's legendary because everybody that he mentions always, when they email in or they text in, they always say, love the show.
Great show,
everyone
Steve.
Loves his show. But listen to this bit of innuendo bingo from early this afternoon on Radio 2 with Steve Wright.
David Bowie rounding off the non-stop oldies for today. Hello, Steve and team. Can you say hello to all the hard workers at Linton Plastics? Love the show, especially the old woman, and of course, Sally Traffic, of course. Steve, your show is brilliant. Can you say hi to South Woodham Scouts who have had their annual bean flicking contest cancelled due to the rain? Well, that's what it's like with bean flicking.
So that was today. You just don't expect that from Steve Wright, do you?
Don't.
Steve, your show is brilliant. Can you say hi to South Woodham Scouts who have had their annual bean flicking contest cancelled due to the rain? Well, that's what it's like with bean flicking.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, now listen, I've got an email from a girl called Bethan who lives in San Francisco and listens to us on Sirius satellite radio every day. A lot of people do in America. Hello. Now, do you remember, Chappers, the mixtape we got a couple of weeks ago from the guy who'd made a tape of songs for his girlfriend at the time, going on and on and on about how much he loved her in between the songs?
So, yeah, Lisa, this is my little mixtape that I put together for you, just so you can hear exactly how I feel. I've done nothing but waffle, so I'm just going to keep it short and sweet with this last song that I've chosen for you, because this song's for you. I think the lyrics say it all, really.
It's the best by Tina Turner. Now, you'd be flattered if someone did that for you, wouldn't you? Now, Bethan in America heard that, and it reminded her of the one that she got sent. Now, this is not from one of her boyfriends, but it's just on an email which has been forwarded around quite a few places to quite a few people, and now, obviously, has found its way onto the internet.
Right.
So this has not been sent to Bethan. This is just something that she's been forwarded on from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a tape made by a guy called Troy. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Happy 6 month anniversary, my babe. Ooh, I love you. This was what I was gonna do for you. And it sort of sucks because I did this before and I made like a 20-minute message for you. But right before I was about to burn it on a CD, it got deleted, so it sort of sucks.
That really sucks, dude.
Yeah.
He recorded a 20-minute message. 20 minutes! And it's their six-month anniversary, like the one that we played a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
Now, is it something in your brain that just suddenly goes, click, six-month stage, and then you become a sap? What happens?
It must be, yeah.
Right.
It's that crucial six-month period when you wonder whether to say I love you or not.
So he's recorded this new message, Troy has, because he deleted the other one by mistake. What a shame. So he's done another one, but you'll be pleased to know this one is only 14 minutes long. And there's no songs on it. It's just him talking.
You're going to play this, are you?
Here's some more.
You're the best thing that's ever happened to me or will ever happen to me. I'm the luckiest guy on the face of this earth. I'm the most blessed guy on the face of this earth.
To be honest, right, I can now tell you that Troy is not the most blessed guy on this earth. Do you know why?
No.
Because 3 days after Troy sent her this, Melissa, his girlfriend, dumped him and forwarded on the mixtape of love to everybody.
That's so nice.
Everybody that she knows. Here's even more.
I thank the Lord every single night for blessing me with you and giving me a chance to be with you. And I know I'm the luckiest guy on earth to have you. And I never, ever, 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 ever want to lose you. Ever. No matter what, I never, ever, ever, ever want to lose you. I want to love you forever, babe. I'm in love with you.
Oh, no, and he lasted 3 more days.
Oh, he didn't thank the Lord enough.
He never, ever, 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 ever wanted to lose her.
No.
Girls are rubbish. Now, part of me does feel really sorry for this, Troy, because it's not a nice thing to happen, is it? You make a mixtape of love, you send it, your girlfriend dumps you, and then forwards it onto people, and now it's on Radio 1. But another part of me is thinking, what a sap. Right, okay, text in. If somebody did this for you, you'd get rid, wouldn't you? How is that romantic? 81199, please. And also, if anyone can tell me what does happen that at that weird six-month stage, click, I'll become a sap, let me know. 81199.
Babe. Oh, babe, I love you. Oh, babe, you mean so much to me.
Oh, God. Oh, this is horrendous now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're the best friend I've ever had or will ever have. You are my best friend, babe. And if I can tell you anything and talk to you about anything, I'm so comfortable with you. So, so comfortable. I feel like I've known you all my life. I can talk to you about anything, do anything around you, tell you anything. And I know you'll always be there for me. I know that you love me and I know you care for me.
Wrong, Troy. She's going to dump you in 3 days because of this flipping tape that you've made.
God.
Oh. Right, okay, I'd like you to now listen to the reasons why he thinks they're perfect together, all right?
I mean, seriously, we were meant to be together. We're so perfect for each other. Everything about us goes perfectly together. We're the same size. Our hands are the same size. We think alike. I mean, we're seriously perfect for each other. You're so perfect, Melissa, and so unreal, and so awesome.
Their hands are the same size.
Was that his first reason for why they're meant to be together? Because their hands are the same size.
Either he's got, like, tiny miniature hands, or he's dating some kind of monster.
Yeah, because normally girls' hands are smaller than boys'. I've got really small hands, but...
And now I'd like you to listen to how Troy cleverly uses the art of repetition in this next bit here.
You are the best thing that's ever happened to me, or will ever happen to me. You are the best ever, Melissa. There's no better out there. You are, for sure, the best ever. And I'm serious. There is no better out there. You are the best ever. Best there is, and best there ever will be.
In summary, the best.
Oh, is that what he was saying?
Scott Mill 1, Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.